the songwriting process?
You know, ideas just get parlayed around. Maybe one person will be down in the subterranean headquarters, the secret underground lair that we have, and that person will be working on an idea, and someone else might stop by, like, say, you know, Mike's down there working on some top secret thing. I put in my passcode key, card key, and go inside, you know, and maybe I might add a little something to it, and then, you know, Ad Rock might come down through the secret chute that he dropped in through the phone booth on the street level, come in and, you know, inject some other ideas into that, and we just kind of try to parlay it back and forth. You know, perhaps one of us is out in the submarine going around the island of Manhattan, and we might just directly fax him out an idea.
And then come back a few months later and figure out what we had done prior.
Yep. And then, like, what typically happened too is we'll take, you know, whatever, whether it's like the tape or the floppy disk or like whatever from the stuff we've done down in the layer, and we'll put that in a special pneumatic tube. I don't know if, you know, people out there are familiar with the tube. Like, you know, they have them at the post office sometimes. It goes through the tube above ground to where our setup with Mario Caldado Jr. is at. And then, like, then we can start loading that into the computer and manipulating it, the data on that level, that way.
And that's usually the technique that we use to record and practice and basically create our sound.
But then sometimes it'll be totally different than that, too. Because, like, sometimes we'll all just play in a room, and then it'll go straight onto the big 2-inch tape apparatus.
Yeah, like, we might be in the space station, like, up in the upper compartment, jamming, and Mario might be downstairs just rolling the 2-inch. So, in that sense, it's just pretty much normal, like what most bands do.
Yeah, that'll completely bypass the pneumatic tube and everything.